On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, sometimes a simple conversation between a mom and her sons can cover a lot of ground, as you'll hear when Elizabeth Whitfield is joined by her sons, Quincy, age 8, and Graham, age 5.
This might seem a little awkward, but how did you meet Dad?
Oh, how do we meet? That's not awkward. We met, do you guys remember the Red Cross?
Oh, wait. I don't know.
We were working at the Red Cross, and I had just come back from Peace Corps, and it was in the fall of 2003, and we started running together, and we trained for the Flying Pig Marathon, and that's when we fell in love, while we were running and meeting.
What are your dreams?
My dreams?
Oh,
in life? Ooh, that's a good question. I think that I would enjoy traveling with you guys. And what are your dreams? What do you guys want to do?
I want to be an astronaut.
That's your number one job.
But that probably will not happen because I have to go into the Army, the Navy, and fly an airplane. Hmm. I have to be a pilot for a couple years. And then once I get good at that, then I'll be able to go to NASA and train for being a...
Maybe you could do a different job at NASA that wouldn't... require flying.
I want to go into space.
You want to go into space? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your number one goal. Hey, Graham, what do you want to be?
A pet owner.
You want to take care of animals, maybe?
Yeah. Like in a store with pets.
A pet store?
Yeah.
You want to run a pet store? What kind of animals would you have in that pet store?
Horses, kitties, litters.
A litter of kitties?
No, lizards.
Oh, lizards.
Oh, I thought you meant a litter box.
Keep it clean.
Litter box.
So lizards.
And then turtles.
Okay.
Dogs, pigs.
What do you think your life would be?
What
do you think you would be? What do you think you would be when you got older? Like, what job do you think you would
be? Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't know that I picture myself where I am right now. Because would you believe that back in the day I was afraid of blood? And here I am, a nurse practitioner, right? So I see people that maybe
Why did you want to turn into a nurse practitioner?
So when I was living down in Haiti in the Peace Corps, there were a lot of kids that were sick. And they were sick from silly things, though. Like, they would have a cough and they'd get sick and die. Or they would fall and hit their head and then they'd die. So things that, if it happened in America, you'd probably
survive.
Be able to get help for it, right? But in Haiti, there wasn't a lot of help around. And so... it was frustrating because I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, so after Peace Corps, I thought I was going to go save the world. I thought I was going to go live in Africa and work with people.
That's a little huge.
Do you think my dream is too big? You trying to cut it down? What do you think Daddy and I hope for you guys?
To have a good life.
Yeah, what does that mean? What would that mean?
How did it mean something?
How does that mean something? Yeah, what does that mean to have a good life? Well, it means different things to different people, right?
Yeah.
So,
so you don't die?
Yeah. Remember we had that conversation one night about religion, and we were talking about with Daddy's family being Jewish and Mommy's family being Christian, that can be tricky
I'm
sometimes.
I'm Jewish and Christian.
You're a little bit of both. Exactly. You're so lucky. You've celebrated both holidays.
Yes,
right. You're both. And so I think Daddy and I would love for you to remember that it's important to love and respect everyone. Definitely want you guys to be happy and put your priorities on... things that are lasting, things that are important, your relationships, your friendships, your travels, that kind of thing. Because money, fortunately money can come and go, but yeah. Well, I want to tell you boys, you did a good job today. This was really fun. And it was funny. And I'm very proud of you guys. And I love you very much. All right. Hands in. Team Whitfield. 1, 2, 3.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph B. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.